decisions been made at the state and territory chairman level, together with Earl Eddings, our chairman, to cancel the Sheffield Shield final, which is really disappointing, but it's the right thing to do in the circumstances. And congratulations to New South Wales for being declared the victors of the Sheffield Shield, being effectively a couple of wins ahead of the other states after 9 rounds. So that was the right decision in the circumstances.
Cricket Australia CEO Kevin Roberts making that announcement today. Sean Graff, Cricket Victoria General Manager of Cricket, has been good enough to join me. Sean, welcome to the program. Great to have you on.
Hello, Dwayne. Yes, interesting times we're in, aren't we?
Yeah, and I suppose that you really got no choice but to accept this. Complaining in a moment like this is probably not the way to go. I presume you've just got to say, yep, fair enough, and shake hands and move on.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Dwayne. Like, it's no use worrying about it now. New South Wales was certainly the dominant team in the home and away, and even though we finished a round early, the fact that they adjudicated that the Shield final, if it went ahead, was going to be between New South Wales and Victoria, and they were the highest place and the most points. So really, I can fully understand why they went that way. It's disappointing we didn't get a chance to maybe play in it. But then, if I was Queensland as well, who was very much in the hunt going into the last round, they'd be pretty disappointed as well that they've missed. But look, I think the right decision's been made. As much as we're very fierce rivals of New South Wales, they had a really good season. They were fortunate to have a lot of their Australian players be able to play with them early in the year, and that gave them the points buffer that they had, and enabled them to actually be in a position where they've won the Shield.
So all community and premier cricket is off as well, we understand?
No, not at this point in time, Dwayne. Okay. What we've done is Premier Cricket is definitely off, which is what we control.
Okay.
But the affiliates, which are all the various associations at metro and community level, they've been advised and are certainly strongly recommended by CA and ourselves to take this this drastic step, which is to cancel it, even though they might be coming into their finals or grand final week. But it is up to the actual administrators within each of the associations to make the final call.
So how do you see this transpiring? Are they just waiting to see what the overall picture of Australia looks like in, a day's time, and then working it out after that? Is that the way they plan to play it? But if something changes, they simply don't play it?
Yeah, I think so, Dwayne. I think what they'll do is they'll hold off as long as they possibly can, a bit like how the AFL, you're going at this stage. Cricket's a little bit different, especially in community cricket and clubs. You haven't got the huge crowds or anything like that. It's certainly a lot more isolated the way the game's played out in the middle, so to speak. And if you were to take, say, the change room out of play, take the bar afterwards out of play, players would come to the ground, they'd go directly on the ground, warm up and play, and maybe even change, for instance, in open air marquees or whatever. So that's the options that other associations could look at. And obviously do all the necessary precautions that the health organisations are recommending in relation to sanitising and washing your hands, etc. So I think there is mostly they could look at it and have grounds for wanting to play, but from cricket's point of view overall and from our point of view and Cricket Australia's point of view, just on the information we've got from the health authorities and where we're heading, I just think it's pretty important that we made a strong message and a strong recommendation. But as I said, it is up to the individual organisations to make the final call.
And what about worldwide cricket? The dominoes are starting to, affect a number of countries and the delays in various competitions. Where's the IPL at and all the other leagues that were due to happen? Is there a trickle-down effect to the point that it's going to delay a lot of people's seasons and a lot of people's tours?
Yeah, I think so, Dwayne. I think, from the information I'm getting, mostly organisations, the IPLs, etc., are all trying to delay the start and take it as deep as possible that's necessary, and then still be able to finish off a season, play the season, starting in May or whenever it may be. So I think the same thing is happening in England. County cricket, they're a little bit up in the air as to exactly what they're doing. But I think the wise counsel would be to delay and then look to maybe start the season at a later date, if necessary, when you've got a far better handle on where the world is heading in relation to this virus.
Yeah, it's a bizarre situation, but, things change so rapidly in the world that we're in right now, and the Australian environment could change within the next couple of hours. We're We're hearing all sorts of things AFL-wise. We're hearing all sorts of things NBL-wise. There's press conferences about to be held at 4 o'clock in the NBL space as well. So, Sean, we appreciate you joining us to give us clarification on what's happening in the cricket world. Thanks a lot for your time.
No worries, Ryan. Good on you, mate. Sean Graff,
Cricket Victoria General Manager of Cricket for the Australian-made logo. Be sure it's Aussie. Find authentic Aussie-made, Aussie-grown products online. Visit australianmade.com.au, australianmade.com.au. We'll take a break, and after the break, try and get Sam Emben back in to give us an understanding of the press conference that's about to take place in the world of basketball.